here with Panthers general manager Dave Gettleman. And Dave, no easing into these jobs. So you hit the ground running. How's the first week and a half been?
Well, it's been hectic to say the least. As soon as you walk in the door, you've got a line outside the door of people that want to know, you know, where they fit and how it's all going to work. You do a lot of talk about philosophy. I've met extensively with Mark Conks and Donnie Warren and Kenny Dorsey on the pro side, and spent a day and a half visiting with Donnie Gregory with the college scouts, and obviously working with the cap and getting into that. So there's a myriad of things to get started on, and from there I've got to prioritize, set a calendar, and get it done.
I know you have the nuts and bolts, but how important are those relationships for you to be able to do what you need to do with your organization?
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to be comfortable and trust each other so there's open lines of communication and people are not afraid to take criticism or accept it, and that's all of us. I've got a theory, and I think I said it at the press conference, every man is my equal and that I may learn from him. So you've got a lot of people in the building that have a lot of experience, and you've got to tap into the best parts.
Well, and you do step into a very busy time of the year, especially from evaluation and scouting what's coming up. As you have evaluated the team, the current roster, what are your general feelings?
Well, you know, again, since it's been such a whirlwind, I haven't been able to get into the entire roster. But there's pieces here. There's no doubt about it. You know, you're not walking into a situation where you've got to build from the ground up. You've got the quarterback. You've got a couple of wides. You've got a couple of running backs. You got a couple of pretty good offensive linemen. You got some pass rushers. You got the linebacking group. You got your young kickers. You got to develop. So there's pieces here. There's no doubt about it. So we just have to fill in the gaps.
Well, which leads you to a place like Mobile, Alabama, the scouting process in full swing. As you kind of assemble the staff and your college guys have been hitting it all fall, what is your message to them and what are you guys looking at and to get started now as you head toward the draft?
Well, this is just a piece of the puzzle. Really and truly, the way I was raised, a college all-star game can only help a player. It can't hurt a player. So you have to be very careful. You come here and a highly ranked, highly rated player doesn't have a great week. You can't kill him based on that. It's a 9-month process. College scouting is a 9-month process. You have to take your time. You have to weigh everything. And really, the most important thing is how the player fits and what you want to do. If you draft a guy that doesn't fit what you're going to do, it's not going to work. So it's part of the process we're getting into is once we fill out the coaching staff, we'll sit down and get their parameters on the various positions and talk about building the roster and just try to get them players that fit what they want to do.
Does it take time for you to kind of put your mark on a staff, on a roster? Would that just be that ongoing process?
It's an ongoing process. You know, you can't come in here and just the mark is going to, you know, it's no different than drafting a player. You draft a player, you don't know what you have for 3 years. Well, it's the same thing here. Like I said, there's pieces here that are very critical to building a championship team. So we've got to fill in some gaps, and we'll do it, as quickly as we can. But things take time.
Dave Gettleman, I know you're at full speed sprint, but again, welcome to the Panther family. It's great to have you.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm very excited to be here, and everybody's been incredibly gracious. Of course, we're in the honeymoon period right now, but I'm very excited about it and look forward to the months ahead.